The expansive square structure, just one story, was surrounded by a pillared porch and topped by a square cupola with a flagstaff. A large hall, lit by four crystal chandeliers, cut down its middle, with bedrooms on one side and on the other three rooms for entertaining, one thoroughly soundproofed. A wine cellar linked by a tunnel to the main house, a cider cellar and root house were built nearby. Pinkerton kept it guarded like a fortress, staffing the estate with liveried footmen, gardeners, and groomsmen for the stables. He used larches to house a small fortune in the paintings he bought and to entertain lavishly VIP guests like Grant and Chase. By the early 1880s, with his health deteriorating, Pinkerton showed up at the office less often. He spent time during the summer of 1883 at a hot springs in the south, which seemed to revive him some. By spring 1884, it was clear he was near the end of his life, though he still managed to step out of his Chicago home on Monroe Street for morning walks. It was on one of those walks in early June that a freak accident felled him. He tripped off a sidewalk and bit deeply into his tongue. His tongue became infected. Gangrene set in. His family was at his bedside when he died at 3:05 p.m. on July 1st. Chicago papers covered his death with long stories about his Civil War service and career fighting crime. So did the New York Times, New York World, and New York Herald. At his funeral, a friend eulogized that Alan Pinkerton was shaped to a larger model than most men. His willpower was wonderful. His judgment once formed and conclusion reached, they could not be altered. His determination was made of iron. He left behind $500,000, most of which went to his wife Joan, who died several months later. To William and Robert, he left his detective agency. The brothers chased Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, battled the mafia from New York to New Orleans, and expanded the company's protection services for businesses. Today, Pinkerton Consulting and Investigations Incorporated, headquartered in Ann Arbor, Michigan, is a global security and risk management company with offices all over the world.